Hello, and this is the Multimedia Men Podcast number 12. Sped up. Mm-hmm.
One, two.
Mm-hmm. It is our Halloween episode.
Ooh. Boo! Ooh.
Blueberry.
And in honor of our Halloween episode, we are going to recast the original Exorcist.
Yeah, sure you are.
We are. Even though there hasn't really been a remake of it. There's been like prequels, there's been sequels. There hasn't really been a remake of it
and
yet.
And none of them have equaled the original.
Yeah, never.
None of
Reagan
them.
Reagan isn't here right now.
Although, would you call Repossessed a remake of The Exorcist? Because it did start
was really good. Was
yeah,
really
yeah.
good.
Linda Blair played the same character, which was great. Yeah, it was a really funny movie.
I think, yeah, the second one was terrible, but the third one actually...
The Heretic?
Yeah. I liked the third one a lot with the preacher.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a while. I saw Heretic 2, or the
Heretic
was... went in different places.
Sure.
Well, the original had the whole Sumerian, or what was it? Oh, God, it's so creepy. Go
Tubular
away.
Tubular bells.
But the original had the, like, and Friedkin's talked about this, that the whole structure of the demon coming from Iraq, Iran area, like, that was plotted out. Like, he did his research on that.
Well, that's why the prequel had pretty much all that footage.
That's exactly. Like, he'd shot all that, like... Friedkin was very much into that.
He plotted that all out, but he didn't...
When he did the Q&A here, he talked more about that than any other element of the film.
Because it didn't make sense, really, because the film would have been like 4 hours long.
Like, his original cut was not what the hell we saw. Like, which is crazy when you think about the rest of the movie and the crazy shit he used to do about the gun shooting and all that.
He used to fire guns on set to get people in the mood.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So they haven't done a remake yet, but if... If I'm going to do,
these are who we want.
It's the type
so of our casting choices.
We're going to start with a real less known character, but what pretty much the face of The Exorcist. This is the demon face that we see pop up in flashes, that white black face, which is supposed to represent the demon, the devil.
That's right.
Why is it going to be white black?
It's white face and black face. But that's what she was. I think a perfect person for that is Angela Bettis. From May. She has a creepy face.
From what?
May, that movie May.
Oh, yeah.
Angela Bettis.
Speaking of creepy.
I thought you were thinking of the girl from Splice.
That's not Angela
Which
Bettis.
One's the girl from Splice? Splice was a weird movie.
The one who played the animal?
Yeah.
Angela Bettis is an awesome actress, but she's scary looking. Like, she's beautiful, but she has just, like, a face like I would not mess with.
I merely thought of the Goonies mother.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see Christopher Lloyd.
Jesus, that would be scary.
Red Scott.
Roger Rabbit face.
Reagan.
Will they kill Jabrah? All right. Hey, do y'all have anything for that? Just my own personal one.
I had one.
What'd you have?
Busy.
Yeah, what'd you have?
I figured we could, you know, incorporate
this is racist.
A great... you can already tell. Musical performer as the face of the demon
Lady.
Went with Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Oh, God.
Zombie Michael Jackson looks exactly the same.
But like Lady Gaga, that would be great.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't hear from a wise man.
Nickelback plays.
Carrie Brown.
Think about it. They can remake your sister.
They can remake the theme. Nickelback does the theme for the new Exorcist.
Really
Nickelback does the theme for the Exorcist.
Johnny Knoxville.
Well, the next one we have is the character of Father Joseph Dyer, who was played by William O'Malley. He was the roommate of Father Karras in the original movie. He's the one that plays the piano, is very flamboyant in that role. I think he was really good. He's a key part to that movie because he does read Karras' last rites. And if you notice in the original film, when he's reading... Father Karras' last rites as he fell down the stairs. He's shaking as he's and crying. And that was for real because he could not give enough of an emotional performance. And William Friedkin, the director, literally punched him in the face off guard and scared the shit out of him. And that's why he's like so scared and trembling doing that. But I think since this character is very, very flamboyant and musical and whatnot, I went with either Cillian Murphy or Robin Williams.
Cillian Murphy would
not
be
Robin
excellent.
Williams.
Robin's too old. Because this character was in his, like, later
30s. But I think age is not relative.
Yeah, but Robin Williams looks fucking old.
But I think he could play... Robin Williams. Yeah, I put him because I thought the musical thing, but Cillian Murphy was my first choice.
My
I just think he would
older.
Do very well.
See, my guy's similar age to Cillian Murphy.
My guy's a little older.
So we were talking about this earlier. I was thinking Ben Whishaw from Skyfall. I think he might be
creepy. Yeah,
cute. Yeah.
What's the Cloud Atlas?
Right.
Like, same sex kind of, yeah. This, I thought the exact same.
If you see 12 Years a Slave, they reuse Cloud Atlas score.
It's Hans Zimmer,
Yeah.
Who do you have for...
Who's your old man?
I mean, he's not an old guy. Joseph Dyer
is
a
O'Malley,
guy.
Played by
Michael O'Malley.
William H. Macy.
Fuck it. He's like 60. No. I don't...
No, but
this
I,
guy
I,
was
I
like...
I can see that.
Yeah. William H. Macy could be creepy for sure.
Yeah.
But
that's what I was thinking.
But the thing about Joseph Dyer was not creepy, though.
I want to see his damn movie.
Joseph Dyer is not creepy. He's like the lighthearted guy.
I'm making Hollywood's version here. This is Hollywood's...
He's the one that sings... At the party on the piano, and he's.
What about
My Picks Are America?
I have a wild choice.
Mine are
from Boardwalk Empire.
These are America's picks.
Michael Pitt.
These are America's picks.
The guy.
Domedy. That.
Yeah, Michael Pitt.
Yeah.
He's tall.
Can he do
like
musical?
I don't know if he's campy enough.
Okay.
Like this character has to be kind of campy.
Yeah, like.
And I thought of someone who's doing really good acting, but I think he could go back into playing a. Goofy little character.
Exactly.
Matthew McConaughey. I think would be hilarious.
Southern accent won't do it. I can't see it.
I thought of Ben Foster.
Well, no, Woody Harrelson.
I like Ben Foster a lot.
Poor man's Matthew McConaughey.
Ben Foster's creepy,
yeah.
But still, you could talk to the guy.
Yeah. I like Ben Foster and I like Cillian Murphy.
I just thought Matthew McConaughey would be hilarious in that. Like, what a weird cameo.
Who do you all think? I'm going.
I do
what
like
a
Wade
Macy.
I'm going. Ben Foster. I would have to see Ben Foster audition and I've seen Cillian Murphy audition for this role. But I think
those two
would
be,
do really well on it.
Do you have one? Ben Whishaw.
I said Ben Whishaw.
I wouldn't go with Ben Whishaw.
All
right, moving on to Burke Dennings, played by Jack McGowran. Burke Dennings was the director who was always drunk, who got in the fight with the butler. Of the McNeil house, called him a Nazi. He's really funny.
What was his age range?
He's a little bit older guy.
My guy works.
But he's a foreign. He has an accent.
William H. Macy's actually
he's an older gentleman. He's always drunk and always trying to flirt with Ellen Burstyn's character. And I picked Christoph Waltz. I think he could play a really funny drunk director and like. Give people shit and just do that really well.
I went with a comedian, a more comedic actor, Jack Black.
I can't see that.
He's creepy. He could do well.
No way, not Jack Black.
What about Jim Carrey?
Not Jim Carrey either.
Jeff Daniels.
Because
Jeff Daniels could do it.
Jeff Daniels.
I like Jeff Daniels, but I don't know if he could do
the
accent. And I think with Jim Carrey. And with Jack Black, it'll take you out of the movie completely. You see Jim Carrey, and you're like, oh,
I like
shit.
Jeff Daniels, but yeah.
That's why I think Christoph Waltz would
I
do
went
it
with.
Well.
Do you have someone else? I like Christopher Waltz, but I went with William Hurt.
A little bit older.
Yeah.
For sure.
But he's
Christopher Waltz is older than that.
But yeah,
I don't know.
But
William
the director,
Hurt's
yeah, John Hurt's a good one.
John Hurt's great.
He's a William Hurt.
Oh, William
Hurt's
Hurt.
Blonde. John
yeah,
Hurt's.
William Hurt.
The bald one or John Hurt was Alpha Man and was an alien?
No, William Hurt. William Hurt, that was Michael.
That's right. Yeah, that's William Hurt.
Yeah.
Taller, blonde.
Yeah.
Not John
in AI.
He was great in History of Violence.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a great range.
I agree.
Michael to History of Violence. Come on, look at that.
Yeah, your cast is working out.
it's really tall. I'd rather
America's
see Christoph
choice.
Waltz. Little,
I'm pulling out
little,
financing on this one, guys.
Christoph Waltz.
William Hurt was in that Stephanie that with Source wrote that little. All right.
Exactly. William Hurt. See,
it's a big movie. It's a fucking big movie.
Guy's excited about it already. He's excited about seeing my movie.
The host.
He wants to see William H. Macy.
It was a big movie. It sucked, but
William
Hurt has.
And Chad Kroeger is the face of the devil.
I'd rather see Christoph Waltz as that.
In a heartbeat, you're right.
He'd be good. Yeah, I want to see him just be ridiculous.
So Jack Black would be.
Lock it up.
All right. Next on the list is the character Sharon Spencer, played by Kitty Wynn. Sharon Spencer was the younger assistant to Ellen Burstyn's character, who was an actress. She helped with the family and everything and the day-to-day stuff. And she was there through the entire exorcism, like in the other room. I picked Amy Adams just because I think she could pull off.
She's pretty old.
But Amy Adams could looks young. She could play a 30-something-year-old. Yeah.
I picked.
Have you seen? Did you see her in Superman?
Who do you pick?
I picked Emma Roberts.
Which one's that?
Julia Roberts' niece.
She's in the coven right
she's
now.
She's a little too hot. No, I mean, this character wasn't. Well, she was. I guess
you can
she
make
was
a
okay.
Homely.
Yeah. I thought of more homely.
You can, ugly her down.
Yeah. Like my pick.
Emmy Rossum.
Or homie? Who do you only hear you?
Ellen Page could play that role.
Young, too short.
Who's apparently naked in a
video. Too young? She's like 30-something.
Yeah, she's not too young.
Well, she looks too young.
She looks too young, yeah.
She could age her fucking
self.
I would go with
Natalie Portman.
Maybe.
Why not Winona Ryder?
Too old.
Natalie Portman.
Fucking A.
You do Natalie Portman from like Goya's Ghost.
What about Rossum? Emmy Rossum. Emma Rossum.
She would be great.
Emma Rossum. I'm writing down Emma Rossum. Change my name.
She's in the Coven.
Emma Roberts is, yes.
Emma Rossum.
Hot little girl.
Emma Rossum
from
Shameless.
Yeah, Emma Rossum from Shameless.
Oh,
yeah, she'd be
heartbeat.
Great.
She's perfect.
She's perfect.
God, she's sexy. All right, too. When's that show back? Can we talk about that?
Those Rose Byrne and Marazzins.
No, different people. One got messed up with.
All right,
romance.
Now we're moving on to the Lieutenant William F. Kinderman, played by Lee J. Cobb. He was the police officer who investigated the deaths and stopped by, got tea, wanted an autograph. I think the perfect guy for this because he's really kind and genteel, but also can be forceful. Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman to pull in.
He's way too old.
No way. Way no. No. He perfect for that part. Because he'd come in and like, I could see him just stand there. I want an autograph.
I picked
and I lied. It's for me. But he could also play like, what's going on here. And then I could love to see him talk about like, I like movies. Do you see movies? There's this one playing.
I would love to see Morgan Freeman in Exorcist. So that's worth it.
Yeah.
Who would I did like Blue 180 because I did like a guy who's been like a cop in several movies now and he's been great at Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, well, the cop is really old in this. But I mean, I know he went young.
I
180,
young.
Yeah.
He could be getting the autograph for his mom or his dad. I don't know.
He's been a cop in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
It's typecast.
He's been a cop.
I'm typecasting.
You are typecasting.
I just like Jake Gyllenhaal in Christmas.
I went with another cop. But
I went with another cop, too.
I went with...
Steve Guttenberg.
Damn you. Arden. That was my pick.
No.
I have the greatest
Ted, Silence of the Lambs,
awesome.
Buffalo...
Bill.
Buffalo Bill, his recent movies have all been cop related.
Ted, what's his last name?
He's in The Bridge.
Yes.
He's great in The Bridge.
He's great as a sheriff who can be funny and serious. He's perfect. He's got deep voices. It's not the same as this guy, but I think he would be good too. But Morgan Freeman works.
Yeah.
I'd like to just see him talk with whoever we cast.
Well, you've seen him now.
As
like he was in Monk. He was hilarious in Monk.
Who?
The Buffalo Bill. Yeah.
Put the lotion
like he was, he was the head guy there. He was the head guy in like four films.
The
dude's a good actor.
He was in Wild Wild West with Kevin Kline and Will Smith.
I want another guy that's been a cop for a while. We haven't seen him as a cop recently, so we need to bring him back. Danny Glover.
I can see Danny Glover in it. Absolutely.
Hey, Riggs!
Hey, Regan!
Hey, Riggs! I like Danny Glover and I like Morgan Freeman. I like Morgan Freeman a little more. But I like Danny Glover though.
Hey, Regan.
I want to see this part played by an African American.
Oh.
Whoa, racist. Sorry.
How is that racist?
I don't know. Why does he got to be black?
Why is he to be from
Africa? I like Edward James Olmos. You don't want fucking Edward James Olmos in the role? He could play it.
Not him.
Well, what's wrong with Edward James Olmos?
Not for this role. I want...
What?
I think Freeman...
Is it the skin? It's all about the
skin. I think
Danny
Glover
skin.
And Morgan Freeman have that quality that you want to talk with them, but they can also be, like, stern, too.
She's talking to
I think they can both do that.
But then again, who does?
All right, moving on to Reagan McNeil, the the little girl who is possessed in the
what
movie.
What about the voice of the demon?
We'll skip that for now. Oh. We might go back to it. But Reagan, played by Linda Blair. This was a girl, amazing actress for her age. They took a beautiful, young, innocent girl and transformed her into a horrendous monster. And it was still
that
scary.
She still is today.
And it was, it's very, very hard to cast this. I have two picks. One's older, one's younger. I think...
Uma Thurman.
Yours are probably too old, both of them.
My first one is Joey King.
She might be a good choice. She's a little annoying, but yeah.
Yeah.
I thought of her.
You thought of her? I think she'd be great for it. And the other one, because she just looks so young, is Anna Kendrick. She's older, but she looks really young. And I think she could play like an eighth grade or ninth grader.
She's like in her late 20s.
Yeah, but eighth grade, ninth grade, she looks so young that I think she could play that. She could play a high school for sure.
Come on,
it is a little creepy.
But Joe King, though.
My choices were Elle Fanning, which I think she would do a good job.
I thought of Elle Fanning.
Yeah.
And I didn't choose her.
The better of the two.
And I didn't choose her because I don't think she would pull it off well.
She was great.
Super 8, she was excellent.
Yeah, but this is a much different role as Super 8.
And she could do it. Yeah, I could see her doing it. She's a good actress. Yeah.
I'd love to see her audition, but I just...
She was in a serious role where she had, like, Asperger's or something like that. She did pretty good.
And she was also with the other girl in that...
Ginger Rosa.
Yeah, which was... That was about sexuality. Yeah. Like, that was an interesting movie.
My other choice was the girl from Moonrise Kingdom. I think she might do a good job. She's just now...
That's a good one.
Tom?
No, the little girl, you moron.
I don't think Lily Tom.
I like that choice.
I don't know her
name.
That's
a good one.
Yes.
You do good. What about you, Andrew?
I got two options to throw out there. One we've discussed before in the past, up and coming actress Anna Sophia Robb.
A little too hot.
Well, but that's
Linda
good though.
Blair was hot. Also.
You want a beautiful
but
girl.
But you don't want her curvaceous.
I mean, you won't really see
it. Like, Linda Blair wasn't...
She can't help that, buddy.
She's a lovely actress. She's a good actress, but...
You put a nightshirt on
like,
her,
compared to Ella Fanning, Ella Fanning still looks young enough.
Yeah.
Anna Sophia looks at least in her mid-teens. Like, she's got boobs.
She's
yeah.
At least in her mid-teens.
I mean, that's the goal, is to get a beautiful
so
girl.
So,
guy
needs a...
Don't you dare say that.
And then,
Fuck y'all.
My other option is the girl that's pretty much just doing remakes anyways. Might as well give her another one.
Oh,
Chloe Moretz.
Why not?
I wouldn't pick her either for this.
She's played this role.
Yeah, she won't do it again.
Yeah, she won't do it again, but she's played this exact role. Let me in is this
yeah,
similar
exactly.
role. I mean, almost, it's perfect, but.
It's almost, exactly. It's almost, she could do this in her sleep.
Well, that's why Kirsten Dunst works, if you think about her in, like, Interview with the Vampire.
No,
that's why I thought of Ella.
But most people don't remember Joey King, and if they see, like, this little cute girl, like, it's just, and then turn her into that. Be crazy.
Yeah. See, I thought of cute little girl that has tried to do a horror film, but it wasn't spooky. Abigail Breslin. Just because she's still young enough, look, what do you mean, she's a good actress.
I like anything. Did you see The Call?
She was good in The Call.
Mm.
It wasn't her fault. I mean, she was barely, it's Halle Berry's movie.
Was it?
And then she's a little too tall, but Haley Steinfeld could play this.
I thought about Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah.
She's
a little too
so
tall.
Not sure. Most of these girls, I'd want, they'd have to read quite a bit for it. Just
she
like,
seems intelligent enough where she could have the switch and you could believe it. Like some of the girls I think look too young. Like, would they be believable? Like, Linda Blair, the switch happens, you're freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's... And it's subtle. By the time you see her with the crazy face and her head turning around, that's special effects. I'm talking when she's stabbing herself. Like, that sequence, that's still a young-looking girl. That would be freaky to film that.
I would love to see these girls audition for it just to see how well they read for it.
Yeah, I bet you would.
No, I mean, it sounded weird.
Gotta put your pants back on.
No, I think they're all good choices. I just, there's one, there's like a specific look and there's a specific reaction.
So how bad are you going to be in this movie?
Specific look, or speaking of reaction, like I want the eyes. I want that.
I don't feel, yeah.
Feels, how, because I
this
think.
This new generation actresses, I don't know. It's tough because I don't see a lot of them pulling off what Linda Blair did back then.
Exactly.
It's very hard to find someone. I don't think anyone's got the.
Chloe.
Yeah.
Chloe's done this. Like, she's believable as an innocent and as a freaking vampire.
She's done it several roles already. So that's why I threw her name out there. But I can see where Brian's coming from. But who was your pick again?
Morgan Freeman.
Joey King. What else has she been
in? She was
in The Conjuring.
Okay. She's in The Conjuring. Yeah. She was in The Dark Knight Rises. She was the little girl that climbed the wall.
She was the China doll in the...
powerful. Yeah. She has that look.
She
and
does.
I think she really
she
has
does.
That.
She's the innocent
she could
look.
Be the
she
girl that, like, loves her mom and has the dad that's
she
away.
Was the
and then
kid. What's the movie? I can't remember which one, though. That was The Wizard of Oz.
She had the broken leg.
What about Hermione?
No, too young.
I mean, too young.
That's why I meant too old.
She does not look too old.
She doesn't, but not her.
She's
you would
an
be
innocent. Why? I think why? Because she's.
Because people can't see it and wouldn't be able to get away from it.
All
her.
The more reason why it would be freaky. Hermione going nuts would be freaky.
Oh, yeah. Because God, you need a tween, not a teen.
I said Breslin. Breslin's older than her.
I think Joey King has a look, but I think also she is good enough to pull that.
I'd rather see Ella Fanning, though, compared
to. That's why I say I want to see him audition. I would love to see him in front of the camera and, like, all right, play like you're having fun with your mom on a day off. And then now.
Blue scary bitch!
Then turn it on, you know? And it would be between three people. So we haven't decided, but Joey King, maybe Elle Fanning here. So moving on to.
Wait, I thought of one other one real quick.
Oh.
What about Saoirse Ronan?
Who's that?
Saoirse Ronan?
She was in Lovely Bones. She
host?
Was in.
Lovely Bones is a good.
Host.
That's
she
a role where
arranged.
You're an innocent and you go through hell.
She, yeah.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Yeah.
She
was
also
Peter Jackson
the,
movie.
The one where she was the hunter chick.
What yeah, she had like those eyes spooky.
Yeah, but.
She's obviously Irish.
She's an atonement. I don't know what that means, but thanks for the Hannah. She was in Hannah.
She is a
great
one.
She had in Hannah. She was like she pretended to be an innocent girl, and also like crazy forest chick. So yeah.
Very Nell esque.
Yeah,
and I feel she's she had the temperament.
A young
Jodie
Foster. Yeah, I'd love to see her audition.
Yeah,
I bet you would.
Cool. So that's so we got an audition.
We have an audition. We're going to call you up. We're going to watch your audition.
Brian, so we got one.
Yeah.
Casting director, John Lovitz.
Used here to be
one pick that
I used to be a casting director.
Fits.
We haven't decided yet, guys.
We were between three. Maybe you can help us. Let us know your thoughts. Moving on, though.
What little girl would you like to see stab her vagina?
And there it is.
And he stopped mid-vagina.
God, he stopped.
Whoa!
He got too,
wow.
He's too nervous.
It was too far. It was too far.
You can't take it back after you start. I got to watch this movie again. It's been too long.
All right, moving on.
That was the creepiest scene ever.
Moving on. Father Lancaster Maron. The
what
character Father Lancaster Maron was played by Max von Sydow. Back then, he was in his 40s, but he was in heavy makeup to look like he was in his 70s or 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I have three people for this role. Three people.
Sorry. Go.
Daniel Day-Lewis, Ralph Fiennes, and again, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman.
Really?
Yeah.
I really don't see
either. I
want to
see Morgan Freeman play everyone.
Yeah.
Every part of this movie.
Morgan's too lovable. Max had a harshness. Like, he did not
Morgan
look like...
Morgan can yell. Morgan can, like...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Command that.
Still,
and so can
he
Daniel
looks
Day-Lewis.
Too,
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis can do that. But Daniel Day-Lewis, like, can he... Lincoln, he got old. I think that if he's that Lincoln look, but... That's tough. Daniel, he's such a serious actor. It could fit.
But I think Morgan...
I think you
could
age
too.
Christian Bale then and have his ass
but
scream,
like,
too.
But Lancaster Maron's lovable in this. He literally knows what he's dealing with. It's like he comes in and he's bam. He's Morgan can control that.
I don't know if Morgan can control that.
Every time.
I'm going with Daniel
Morgan
Day or Morgan Freeman. What about y'all?
Describe something. He gets a freckle.
I had a couple.
Planes.
I had Richard Dinkins.
I like Richard
Jenkins. I would like to see
Jenkins.
How well he could do in that. Because I like Richard Jenkins a lot. The dad the dad in 6 Feet Under.
And I had kind of a throwback.
Instead
he's kind of trying to make a resurgence. Mm-hmm. Rutger Hauer, I think, might be a good one.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had someone that looks very similar to Rutger Hauer, Michael Parks.
Oh yeah.
I think could play with that white hair. He's got that white hair, and he's got a creepiness to him.
He has that southern accent. Yeah. He'd have to lose it, I think.
Billy Connolly.
Why? Because he could play a Baptist preacher like so well. Damn actors well. Do that.
They lose accents and gain accents.
Yeah.
Another one, if we're going older,
yes.
I've always loved this actor, Patrick Stewart.
I think that would take me out of the movie. That would take me out of the movie. Awesome. I agree, but take me out of the movie.
That would be so awesome to see his ass up there.
Yeah.
Andrew?
Yeah, I have three actors as well.
Gandalf.
I'm going to throw out my curveball first that I just think great to see him in a movie. I haven't seen him in a while.
Danny Glover!
I haven't seen him in a movie for a while.
No. Matthew McConaughey.
Dude, that'd be Mel Gibson playing against Danny Glover in that movie. That'd be great. Tim Curry.
Oh! Tim Curry now would creepy.
Exactly. That's my curveball. I'm like, I was thinking like, it'd be great to see him. What's he been doing?
He's let himself go big time.
The weight would be an issue. He is bigger now. It's like Marlon.
I love Tim Curry. Oh, so
exactly.
Much.
Exactly.
He's not going to be doing the Lord of Darkness anytime soon.
And to keep thinking about Tim Curry, I'll throw my other choices out there. Another Tim Robbins.
You know, possibly, but I wonder if he could pull off that character without being silly, without laughing.
Tim Robbins?
Yeah.
Well, what about John Cusack?
Yeah.
Tim Robbins played Dark before.
Oh, yeah. He has, but.
Arlington Road.
And then,
great movie.
Yeah, Tim Robbins. Then my other pick is a lot older. I mentioned him earlier. Christopher Plummer.
He's like Max von Sydow.
I'd rather have Gandalf.
Max von Sydow's still alive, isn't he? Or did he just recently die?
No, he's alive.
And Christopher Plummer is just kind of creepy.
Just won the Oscar, didn't he?
He's got that creep factor.
A couple of years ago.
Which one was in Opt Pupil?
That's Ian McKellen. That's Gandalf.
Yeah, Gandalf. I'm sorry, Gandalf.
It's Opt
Pupil. God, that movie's freaking creepy.
Opt Pupil.
Fuck you, Opt Pupil.
Was a really sadly deceased Greg Renfro.
Oh, good actor.
Christopher Plummer's been in some
still loves
yeah. Yeah. Three creepy roles.
It was. I want to see.
Christopher Plummer could easily do this role.
Yeah, and I want to see Daniel Day-Lewis like read for this.
But I want to go back to my curveball, Tim Curry.
Yeah, I like to see him read for this too. But I just, I would always think like, I mean,
Have Pupils another exactly. movie. Schindler's List is your horror movie. Come on,
King of the Jew.
Who would y'all rather see? Would y'all rather see Daniel Day-Lewis? Would rather see
no.
Michael Parks would freak me the hell out.
I'd rather have Michael Parks or Rutger Hauer.
Oh, I like Christopher Plummer too.
Christopher Plummer.
It's like Daniel Day-Lewis could easily pull this role off and make it iconic again.
But wouldn't you just see Lincoln?
No.
Without the beard. Without the beard.
You wouldn't just see Lincoln.
A white-haired Daniel Day-Lewis would be creepy.
And he would dude, can you imagine him in that room just yelling like that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And his methods will stay in that
place. Christ the
throughout the whole production. He goes home to his wife and he's yelling. Exercise your demons.
That would be good. All right, moving on to
this movie.
Moving on to Father Damien Karras, the younger priest, the Italian priest.
He's a good looking.
Played by Jason Miller.
Who's the only person you cast?
I cast Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin's good.
I have Fassbender.
Fassbender looks way too, like this.
Fassbender's
guy
on my list, but Joaquin.
Like your neighborhood guy.
Joaquin, man.
Joaquin could pull that off.
I
got a few too.
I got a few neighborhood guys.
I think Joaquin looks kind of Italian in the way. Maybe he can do Polish, but he could also play like, Karras like had demons. He was like,
he becomes
drunk.
Demon.
Yeah, and I think Joaquin, man, could totally play that.
Yeah, dude.
Role.
Would he break a toilet? Would he?
I don't know.
Who's your choice?
I have Tom Hardy down too. I have Fassbender, Hardy.
I can't wait to see
Joaquin was the best.
Damian
Lewis from Homeland.
Yeah,
he's really creepy.
Wait, he was in like an Omen remake?
Who? Yeah.
I feel like he was.
He was in like a horror film. Anyway,
was it the remake of?
One of the house movies. There have been a few house movies recently.
I
think Joaquin would be better named, but Damon's creepy.
Damon's great. He's got the.
Excuse me. Boom! Scary.
He's got the Homeland fan base. Can they separate that?
Why not?
Anybody else?
I went. My guys are too Mark Ruffalo. It's about the same age.
I thought of him too.
Playing every man.
Ruffalo, Mark, yeah. Ruffalo.
I think Ruffalo could pull it off.
Or Robert Jr.?
If you want to go, I put him up there, like, but he's so movie.
He's almost too. Like, yeah.
But I thought if you want to go even younger, Jake Gyllenhaal has played a similar
the
character.
The whole cast of the Zodiac is with us.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you want to go older, I can always butcher his name. Ilias.
Ilias Kotis?
Yes.
Yes.
If he.
Casey Jones?
Yes. He has that look. And he. Well, I'm thinking of The Prophecy.
Or The Fallen?
Yeah, no. Ilias Kotis. Like, I think he can play that guy. Yeah. He's great because I'd like to see him or Joaquin with Christoph Waltz as because they're buddy buddy.
Joaquin's a great; he could easily pull the switch off.
Yeah,
like I like Joaquin. Oh, Ruffalo! I think Ruffalo's understated actor.
Yeah, I got a few guys.
Paul Rudd.
No, I'm not Paul Rudd. If we went younger, I was thinking Jim Sturgess.
Hmm.
Okay.
I like his eyes. I feel like his eyes will bring.
And he's got a seriousness to him. Yeah, he's a younger actor.
I was thinking visual.
Colin Farrell.
I was thinking visually there. Like I don't know. If I was a director, I would love that.
If
Neil Jordan. Someone along the lines of Colin Farrell, like, or thick accents. Ewan McGregor,
the director of In Bruges.
Ooh.
Martin McDonagh.
I feel
Ewan McGregor is a good choice.
He was great. Another guy I just thought of when he was saying something. Joel Kinnaman, who's gonna be
Joel Kinnaman. Yeah.
He's great. I feel like he's on the rise, and he'd be a perfect person for this. But the person I kept thinking about over and over again for this is someone I feel should be an A-lister, but isn't yet. Guy Pearce.
I like when Guy Pearce.
If you don't think, if you think of him when he's played older, he's creepy.
He's super creepy.
Memento, he's too, disheveled. Proposition's what I think.
Character, disheveled?
His character in Lawless.
He's way too buttoned
up, though. He's more like Gary Oldman. But yeah, Guy Pearce. I've seen Guy Pearce in, The Proposition or, something like that.
What about Joel Edgerton?
Mm-mm.
Joel seems too, I don't like... Too pretty face. That's why Tom Hardy wouldn't work.
He can. He's got the right.
No wrinkles on me.
The right balance of creepiness.
What about Josh Brolin?
Nope.
Too stoic, too manly.
Yeah. That's why I think Joaquin, man.
What about a guy like John Turturro, that type of character actor?
Too cartoonish looking.
Yeah. Joaquin is literally the every guy.
Joaquin,
like you said.
Joaquin would be I think
Bill fucking Murray.
That's why I think Joel Kinnaman is Bill Paxton. He's going to be he's the next Joaquin Phoenix, pretty much, if you think about it.
I like Jack Houston, then, if we're going to throw out people that
Casey
can be
Affleck.
I think Casey Affleck can totally do it.
No, I don't think.
I
think he just looks too young.
I don't think his face can sell it.
I think Joaquin definitely he's got the emotional range.
Because he's
David
Lowery.
Casey Affleck. Joaquin Phoenix. I think you're. I agree with you.
Because he has to deal with his grandmother and give it her away. I think Joaquin can do that.
Definitely. He definitely has the emotional range in his face.
With understudy by Mark Ruffalo.
Okay.
All right, moving on to the last casting, Chris McNeil, played by Ellen Burstyn, the mother, who goes through just every emotion. She's a wreck.
She doesn't get enough
film.
Credit for what she does
she's
in this
so
film.
She's so good. Yeah, she's amazing in this. Oh. I always remember her from this. I have two people who I think would do a good job. I have Naomi Watts and Uma Thurman. I think they both could.
I wrote down Naomi.
That's one of mine.
Naomi? Yeah. And Uma? That seems to be...
Oprah, Uma.
So, Naomi and Uma, I think. I also wrote down Elizabeth Shue, but... Just because
I've heard an actress who's been in a ton of horror movies for some reason.
Who?
Vera Farmiga.
Oh, yeah.
She would be
great. Insidious and Conjuring, so.
Yeah, she could be I could see her as a 30-something.
And I also have Michelle Pfeiffer.
A little older.
I like that, though. I would like to see Pfeiffer read
Ellen
for it,
looked young in this movie, though. She doesn't look like.
Okay.
It's also,
so she did look young.
But
I think she looks young.
But Naomi Watts still looks young.
So,
I'm
not talking
play
about
a nervous wreck like crazy.
So Kathy Bates is out of the question.
Yeah. Kathy doesn't look like... Ellen looked halfway decent. Like, she could still...
Yeah, she was great.
I mean, she was pretty in it. You could tell she... Linda, I mean, you could tell that there was... That's a pretty girl with a pretty mom. Pretty mom. Pretty bird.
I'd like to see Naomi and Uma read for this. I think it would go to Naomi, though. If I had, I mean, if I'm thinking of right now from a past role.
I definitely wrote Uma down. I wrote Naomi.
That's funny that we wrote Naomi and Uma down for this
for
role.
For big A-lister, Angelina Jolie.
I don't think she could pull this off.
Yeah, I think she's got the look, maybe like 5 years ago, Angelina Jolie.
Not Julianne Moore.
If you're going older, how about Jennifer Jason Leigh? Like, Kill Your Darlings?
I thought about Jennifer Connelly. I don't think she's pretty enough. Because she's in her 40s, but I didn't think she could pull this off.
Jennifer Connelly?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she can, man.
You think so?
Yeah. She's been in horror films, too.
I would go for that, man.
Oh, Jennifer Connelly?
Yeah. Yes.
Whoa.
Labyrinth Jennifer Connelly.
What's the black guy's name in that?
In what?
With the SS. What's the guy?
Sean Wayans?
No, not Sean.
Marlon Wayans.
Marlon's in that one, but the guy with the ass to ass, the pimp essentially.
I don't remember.
He's the guy who makes her do that sequence.
Yeah. I do know that.
I know that.
I don't remember the guy's name.
He should play freaking Ellen Burstyn's character.
Dude, I'm a for Jennifer Connelly. You sold me on her.
Jennifer Connelly? I'd see Jennifer Connelly, Naomi Watts,
what about Rachel White? I think Rachel White should be good too.
I thought about that and I don't think she'd do it.
Kate Winslet?
Possibly.
A little bit.
Better what about Kate Beckinsale?
Definitely not her.
Too hot?
I like her.
Definitely not her.
Well, Ellen Burstyn was pretty hot in this.
She did look good in it. Y'all don't remember. Yeah. She didn't look like... I don't know what y'all thinking about.
But I like
Monica Bellucci.
Jesus. Really? No way.
I like Jennifer Connelly because, you know, her and Ellen Burstyn started...
And Vince Gilligan
together.
There you go.
It's a French affair.
It's a great dance sequence, but it wasn't much, too.
All right, do y'all... Going further, and for the actors, who was the best director for this remake?
You just said someone.
Mark McDonough?
Why not?
What you said?
Why not? His writing is creepy. Are you kidding me?
It wouldn't be this, though.
What movie are you missing? Like, In Bruges is dark.
It's great. And so is Seven Psychopaths. I like both those movies. But I can't
Behanding in Spokane is a creepy play. The dude's nuts in the head.
What, it's going to be someone like...
with, flat out.
Like
he's Irish.
The director of the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, maybe?
Why not Fincher? Why wouldn't you just jump to Fincher?
I think Fincher could do this. Dark humor. Someone's got dark
humor. Fincher could do this.
Pulled off some really good, like...
The director
really
of Panthers? I love Panthers. That's dark humor.
What about...
Someone from Sweden.
Someone from Sweden?
We are saying, like, I mean, Martin's Irish, or I think he's British, but he claims Irish.
Yeah, who did,
think Paul Thomas Anderson can do this movie well?
I don't know if he would pick this type of movie. Like,
he hasn't written a horror movie, has he?
Yeah, but he writes his own stuff. I think he could write.
What about Thomas Alfred?
The story's been done.
Who's that?
he directed the threat one in.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Richard Kelly?
I think Richard Kelly could do a really good job. By the way, he'll be in Austin. He's doing a whole Donnie Darko thing. You don't think Richard could pull this off?
I can. I
see Richard pulling this off in a heartbeat. This is
if
y'all,
you go
right
from
up his
Donnie
alley.
Darko to this,
I think so too.
He made some missteps along the way,
but the stores. He's a good eye at least.
What about Brad Anderson? He's done more TV stuff now, but
that's true.
He did like The Machinist and Session 9.
Machinist has the right vibe. That was creepy as all hell.
What about Matt Reeves?
Or Drew Goddard?
He did the remake of Let the Right One In, Let Me In, and he did Cloverfield, and he's about to do the next Planet of the Apes.
You know, speaking of Matt Reeves, if you want a great actress for Ellen Burstyn,
Carrie Russell.
Yeah.
Would be perfect. With Matt Reeves directing, be perfect casting.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could go with...
Jason Clarke.
Ooh.
As the priest.
Jason Clarke is the priest because he's got curly hair.
He was in Zero Dark Thirty?
Yeah, he played the...
And he's a mean threat. Well, it's a cast member from Rise of the Planet of the Apes and our exorcism.
Well, yes. Matt Reeves' crew. He does have a really good crew. Like, I like Matt Reeves as a director. Like, he's a great director.
Andy Serkis is the older priest?
Spielberg.
P.T.
No
Anderson?
No.
P.T. Paul Thomas Anderson.
Paul Thomas Anderson, I think.
He could do it. I'll ask him.
I'll go James Wang.
Seriously, if you talk to him, ask him, would he ever want to make an Exorcist?
I think I've read that he is a big Friedkin fan.
You should totally ask him.
James Wan.
But when you think of Friedkin, don't you want a director who's nuts? Friedkin was thought as... I mean, he's not nuts now. He's lovable to talk to.
Tarantino's nuts.
But that's... You don't think Tarantino could do this?
No, not how I want it.
Not how
it would be like...
Okay, there'd be a little more dialogue.
Too much talking.
No, that would be fine. But it would be more like... Blood splurting out for 10 minutes. And
I want to visualize.
I'm sorry, the vomit sequence would be perfectly done by Quentin Tarantino.
That vomit sequence was literally like over in a second, like a half a second.
We're going to do a diatribe on if God's real and if the devil's real.
But what other like out there directors? Like, I think it'd have to be someone like crazy to do it, like out there, like Nicholas Reedon, like
Refn.
Yeah,
I'd like to see him do it. That'd be awesome.
I think someone who's a little bit nuts in the head.
Yeah. Psychosexual.
Just, well, if we get Joaquin
Phoenix.
So
was Friedkin. Friedkin was a history nut.
He walked by and get Spike Jones, his buddy.
Spike Jones?
Yeah, why not?
He'd make a very artistic.
Visual-wise.
David Russell.
You know, it's, you'll get,
David
you know where you're getting right there.
David Russell?
You know how.
Yeah, he's crazy. Yeah.
Has he done Dark?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you seen his movies?
Spanking the Monkey?
But I don't know if he. And this never goes light after it goes dark. It never gets happy.
Yeah.
Like. This movie ends horribly.
Is that how you want to do? Would you want it to end the same way?
No,
oh, yeah.
I want it to be dark as it was.
Oh no,
it's got.
It has to be the same. It has to.
You can't have
them. Hollywood's known
it has
for,
to,
like, changing these.
It would have to
like,
have
remakes,
her
it,
the demon coming out of her into Father Karras, and then after that, I mean, he's dead, so they could end it with her leaving, or they can end it with
so
the
no hope.
Detective
hope.
And whoever else. Walking together, talking about movies.
Now, would you kill them in the same way? Would you use the falling down the stairs, or would you try
I mean,
to do something
so
different?
Yeah, I would.
Would you want to do something different then?
You want to change it up because you don't want to. Because people are going to remember the old one. That they won't care about the new one. So you need to do a new.
You
twist.
Don't
want to
do Carrie though. I mean, Brian De Palma made Carrie.
Yeah.
The new director, she didn't live up to Brian De Palma. That's what you're going to end up with.
You need a twist, but it's got to stay true to the themes,
I mean,
and the feel of the
pretty much. You could
but,
just have her fall out of a window, not downstairs, and just. Right on in the face.
Why don't we?
What about Christopher Nolan?
He could do it, but like, I mean, he's got the darkness and the
yeah.
spookiness to it for sure. Danny Boyle could probably pull this off too.
You and Danny Boyle.
Neil Jordan, if you want to go Irishman, Neil Jordan can make a haunting film.
Yeah,
there's a lot of. I mean, Guillermo. Guillermo would probably take this and. Scare the shit out of us forever. It'd be all Spanish family.
I would want it rated R, and I wouldn't want it.
If Guillermo del Toro did it, that would be amazing.
That would be
cool. It'd be a lot of puppets and shit in there. It'd be creepy.
Oh, still.
Creepy.
It would be cool. Well, that's our recast of The Exorcist. Let us know if we missed anybody. And I hope you watch The Exorcist.
Give us your thoughts.
Yeah.
One of the greatest horror films ever made.